That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. The other night, the old fellows received quite a surprise when they got ready to close the deal to sell their store. With a cash drawer full of borrowed money, they invited Mr. Talbert and his father to inspect today's receipt. Whereupon, the fictitious buyers quietly produced a gun, bound and gagged Lum and Abner, hung a closed for inventory sign on the door, and departed into the night with the money. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, do you know that figures show the average worker loses 5 days every year because of cold? Yes, you'll be mighty lucky to escape a cold this winter. You know, your doctor will tell you, be careful when you're catching colds to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, many thousands of people suffering from colds have tried Alka-Seltzer, because Alka-Seltzer can help give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. And that's why the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment is followed by so many. You see, A is for Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to directions. B is for be careful. Get plenty of rest. Dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of drafts. C is for comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat, which often accompanies a cold. Now, that's easy, isn't it? So make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Get a large package from your drugstore, and then you can follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Remember, be careful when you're catching colds, to keep that cold from taking hold. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner hungry and tired, securely tied to one of the shelves in the Jot'em Down store.
Listen, Abner, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. How can you sleep when you're tied in a setting up position this way again these posts? Every bone in my body's aching.
Yeah, me too. I think I did drowse off there for a while, though.
Yeah, you're snoring a little bit, Joe.
I don't know whether it's night or day even. You can tell with the window shade pulled down that way.
Well, I believe it's daytime. I've been watching that crack in that window shade yonder, and you can see some light through there now.
Oh, yeah, it is lighter in here now. You can see now.
Yeah.
Hey, them fellas sure done a good job of fixing us up, I'll say that. Tied us up the way we can't even crawl nowhere.
Yeah, hung that closed for inventory sign on the front door so nobody'd come in here.
Pull down the shade so nobody could even look in here.
I just can't get over it. A papa and son pulling a stunt like that.
Yeah, now how many times do I have to tell you that there was no more papa and son than you were? Just a couple of out-and-out crooks is all they was.
Well, they kept calling one another dad and son all the time.
That was just an act they was putting on to fool us. I granted they sure done it, too.
Yeah.
Taking every cent we got. All the money we could mortgage on the store and all of Grandpap's life savings.
Yeah, Grandpap's expecting us to pay him $10 a day interest on that money, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know it. Just goes to prove what I've always said. Honesty's the best policy. I mean, this never would have happened to us if we'd have been honest and not tried to make Mr. Talbert think we had actually taken in all that money.
Well, Lum, I weren't for that idea at all.
I know. It's all my fault. I'll take the whole blame. I got just exactly what I deserve to get.
Well, what about me? Why am I getting it, too?
You're getting it because you ain't got no more sense than to be associated with a big crook like me.
Crook?
Just the same as one.
Oh, peddle, peddle.
Tried to get away with doing something unhonest, or to be tied to a post and whipped.
What do you think you are now?
That's right, I am tied up in.
You sure are, if I ever seen anybody it was.
From the looks of things, I guess you'd say I'm whipped, too.
I know what I am. I'm hungry.
Wish you'd stop mentioning that, Abner. Think about something else.
That's all I can think of. Lum, would you try somehow to get another cracker out of that box and hand it to me?
I can't hand you nothing with my hand tied up this way.
Well, you can lean over this way with it, and I'll snap it away from you.
What's the matter with that box of stuff you two open over there on that first Saturday?
I told you them's dog biscuits. I know on another one of them things, I'm going to start barking.
It might not be a bad idea. The barking, I mean.
Oh.
But since we can't holler no more, we're plumb wore out our throats shouting and yelling.
Well, that's never done no good neither. Only time anybody come up on the porch and knock on the door was. We still had them gags tied on us and couldn't holler. Go on, I'm trying to get me one of them crackers.
All right, it ain't easy.
Well, try your best.
We let the fur down in the box, I can't hardly reach them no more. That's all I need is to get my head caught in there and smother to death.
Well, just try it, Mama. I'm starving from too bad.
Every time I get my head in there, I get closed up for phobia.
Huh?
That means getting caught in tight places.
Oh. Well, don't give that to us. This damn varmint would have tied us up in some other part of the store, near the boxes of apples or something. Here we are in a store full of groceries, and look where we're at. On your side, there's a few crackers, and on mine, some dog biscuits. Back of us is a couple of shelves full of school supplies.
Oh, there it is. Can you get it?
Well, you know, we're just a little far there. That's it.
Look out, don't snap at it.
Well, you would too if you was me. Especially after eating them dog biscuits. Might be a good thing I'm tied up. I might start chasing rabbits if I got loose.
And why did I ever get us into this? This ought to learn me a lesson once and for all.
Oh, good.
That's the first and last time I'll ever try to put something over on somebody. If I ever get out of here alive, I'm going to live by just one rule. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Geraldine?
No.
Yeah. I wish you wasn't a cat.
No.
I wish you'd a hot beef sandwich with mashed potatoes. That's what I wish you were.
I wish you could talk.
I can.
I mean, Geraldine.
Oh,
if she could talk, she could go over to Dick Huddleston's or someplace and get some help first.
Yeah, run down to Texas and tell Elizabeth that we never sold a store so she won't be mad at me no more.
Yeah, that's one consolation. Now your woman will come back to you.
If she don't come back pretty quick, it's going to be too late, Mom. I'm going to thirst to death this short world. Wish I hadn't got that blame cracker. Or just stuck the dog biscuit. They don't make you so thirsty, I believe.
Emma, stop talking about being thirsty.
Ain't there something near us we can drink, tomato juice or something, Mom?
Even if there was, we couldn't know the cans open.
I bound you I could. After chewing up them handkerchiefs out of her mouth, I believe I can gnaw through anything. Ought to be something around here, Mom.
Nothing but school supplies.
Well, I can't eat a big cheese.
There's a couple of bottles of ink there. You can have your choice of red or black.
Well, red'd be better, I reckon.
Emily, you don't drink none of that. I'm just joshing.
Mom, I've got to drink something. I'm so bad blame thirsty.
Well, that's liable to poison.
Well, I don't care. I believe I'd just at least be poisoned to death. That's to die of thirst like I'm doing. Be quicker anyway.
Well, now, don't give up, Adam. Now's the time we got to have a little courage.
I'll drink the blue one and die in the red anyway.
Instead of concentrating on how thirsty you are, try to study up some way to get loose from here.
That's what I tried to do till I got so thirsty.
You give up too easy, Adam. Dick Tracy's been in worse spots than this, and he always got out of it.
Oh, him.
Take, for instance, that last time. He's tied up hand and foot. So he never give up.
No, but he had a whole big fort full of water every day to keep him going, too.
Well, that ain't much.
More than we got. Besides that, Junior come along and untied him.
Well, we can't sit around here and wait for him.
No, I doubt if he even knows about us.
We just have to figure some way to get ourselves untied. That's all there are to it.
If I could just get my hands loose, I believe I could untie myself.
If you could get your hands loose, you'd be untied, silly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
There's just something sharp close to her, something I could cut it in two with.
Well, I got my pocket knife, my best pocket, but I can't get at it.
So have I, but it ain't done us no good.
They say to tie their hands in front of us.
They said I put it in my back pocket. That's the only one I can reach.
No, but you can get to your back pocket, can't you? All I got in there was a handkerchief. Can't cut nothing with that.
That's all I got, too. Handkerchief and a match. Feels like it, anyway.
Can't cut nothing with that, neither.
I think, wait a minute, though. You can burn something with a match. Huh? Hey, but lean back as far as you can so you can see my hands and sort of guide me.
Well, here, wait a minute. What are you fixing to do, Long?
I'm going
to
strike this match and burn these ropes off of me.
But wait a minute. You burn your hands, Long.
Well, I can't worry about a little thing like that now. This is our only chance. Now, watch me. Am I holding it about in the right place?
No. Back this way a little more.
All right.
Oh, that's hot. Hey, watch out, Long. You dropped the match.
Well, meanwhile, over at Dick Hubbleton's store, Grandpappy Sears is saying...
Yeah, I know there ain't nobody in the Jot'em Down store. Of course, I was over there used to myself and banged on the door, but nobody answered.
Well, I guess there's nothing to worry about, Grandpap. I just thought it was peculiar that we hadn't seen either one of them.
Oh, well, I think they're both out of town.
It's funny, though. They wouldn't have said goodbye or something.
Well, I think it's all a hurry-up deal. See, they're aiming on selling their store to a fellow by the name of Talbert and his papa.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Fact is, they borrowed some money from me to help the deal along.
Oh?
I don't know just how they aimed on using it, but they're paying me $10 a day interest on it.
Well, you're doing all right.
Oh, yeah. Hope they stay away for a long time. A whole 7 or 8 months. Every day means $10 to me.
I still don't see why you think they're going out of town.
Well, see, Elizabeth left out of here for Texas to visit her brother the night they closed the deal with this Talbert fella. So Abner more than likely went with her.
Well, more than likely, but what about Long?
Yeah, I don't know about him. I just take him for granted that he went along, too. Sort of a vacation trip now that they've shut up the store and have some time on their hands.
Yeah, could be, I guess. Still seems as though if they left the table, why'd they put that closed inventory sign on their door? If they'd done that, they'd be aware of taking inventory, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you know them. They always hang that on their front door whenever they go fishing or hunting or vacating.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess I just worrying for nothing.
Oh, of course you are, Richard. Yeah, I've got to run along home and do some bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping?
Yeah, I got to figure out how much interest I got coming from Lum and Abner so far. Call me if any telegrams come in to be delivered.
Yeah, all right, Grandpap.
Goodness, look how hazy it is outside. Wasn't that way a while ago, huh?
Yeah, it sure is. Almost looks smoky. Fact is, it smells like smoke.
By Jack, it is smoke. Look over there, Grandpap.
Huh?
The Jot'em Down store's on fire.
Well, thank goodness Dick and Grandpap's all the smoke. Let's hope it isn't too late. Join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.